This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal today and flagged off 5 Amrit Bharat Express trains from 2 states. In Assam, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project. The Prime Minister also flagged off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. He emphasized that expanding rail connectivity benefits both social and economic levels. In West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off 3 Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of eastern India is essential and the Union Government is continuously working towards this goal.
आज भारत में हम मल्टी मॉडल कनेक्टिविटी और ग्रीन मोबिलिटी पर बहुत बल दे रहे हैं सीमलेस ट्रांसपोर्टेशन संभव हो सके इसके लिए पोर्ट नदी जलमार्ग हाईवे और एयरपोर्ट्स इन सभी को आपस में कनेक्ट किया जा रहा है इससे लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट और ट्रांसपोर्टेशन में लगने वाले टाइम दोनों में कमी आ रही है हमारी कोशिश ये भी है कि हमारे ट्रांसपोर्ट के माध्यम नेचर फ्रेंडली भी हो
The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghat, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road overbridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The vessel will support urban river mobility, ecotourism and last-mile passenger connectivity along the Hooghly River. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Jorambati Bodo Gopinathpur Moinapur new rail line and a new train service between Moinapur and Jorambati. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India's primary objective is to achieve self-reliance in defence manufacturing. He was speaking at a program held at the Medium Caliber Ammunition Facility established by Solar Industries in Nagpur. On the occasion, the first production consignment of the Pinaka-guided rocket was dispatched in the presence of the Defence Minister. Mr. Singh said that exports of Pinaka missiles developed at the facility have already begun and several countries have shown interest in procuring them. In Chhattisgarh, the encounter between security forces and Maoists has been continuing since yesterday in Bijapur district. 2 more bodies were recovered from the encounter site today. With this, the total number of Maoists killed in the encounter has risen to 6, including 4 women Maoists. Security forces have recovered a total of 6 rifles from the spot, including 2 AK-47s, 1 INSAS rifle, 2.303 rifles and 1 carbine. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has appealed to Maoists to abandon violence and join the mainstream of development. Delhi police cyber team has busted an interstate investment fraud syndicate, arresting 8 notorious cyber fraudsters. According to the Additional Deputy Commissioner of Police, Abhimanyu Poswal, the gang's modus operandi involved luring people into fake investment schemes by contacting them via WhatsApp calls. He added that the main handlers were operating from Cambodia. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will be on an official visit to India tomorrow at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This will be Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed's 3rd official visit to India since assuming office as president and his 5th visit to the country over the past decade. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the 3rd ODI in Indore tonight. Chasing a target of 338 runs set by New Zealand, hosts India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs. Virat Kohli has scored a century and is leading India's chase as the team struggles to keep up after losing 4 wickets in just 13 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.